Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
You will recall, as we move into the 8th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, that Solomon continues in this chapter to expand upon the concept of wisdom, wisdom being one of the most valuable things that you can add to your life to give it greater value here in this world. And he deals with a number of additional areas. He'd already dealt with several in chapter 7, and now he takes up some other areas in chapter 8 that relate to the exercise of wisdom. And the first one is wisdom and human authority. And he tells us in verses 2 through 6 what is the wise way to relate to authority. And then he follows that in verses 7 and 8 by helping us to understand the limits of human authority. So it's a very balanced approach, but it is a very important one, and it's one of those areas that we tend to get wrong. We either take a belligerent attitude toward authority, which is contrary to what the Bible teaches, or we take a unquestioned submission to authority, which is not exactly what the Bible teaches either. So we need to get this right. We need godly wisdom. And that's what wisdom is. It is understanding God's revelation and applying God's truth to every area of life. And so here we have God's truth applied to the area of human authority. I pause to welcome you to the Beacon Broadcast on this Monday, November 23. And I remind you that we do, and I mean we really do, depend upon the gifts of radio listeners in order to continue this broadcast on this station. And as we are coming close to the end of the year, we're going to be carefully evaluating our broadcast schedule as we move into a new budget year. And if contributions don't pick up between now and the end of the year, I'm afraid we are going to have to eliminate some stations. Those stations eliminated being any of the ones that you listen to, then consider if God would have you help us out. All right, back to the wise way, the godly way to relate to authority. And Solomon tells us, under no uncertain terms, that our basic posture, we would call it our default position, is one of obedience. I say, verse 2, keep the king's commandment for the sake of your oath to God. Keep the king's commandment. That's the basic position. That's the basic attitude. That should be our underlying posture in relationship to human authority, to obey the king's commandment, and it relates to our relationship to God for the sake of your oath to God. That is, the sake of your commitment to God, the sake of your claim to be a child of God. For that reason, obey the king. Basic posture, obedience. But he goes on in verses 3 through 6 to give the other side of the coin when he tells us that we must be very careful about resisting. He doesn't say we never should, and the Bible doesn't say that either. The Bible tells us there are times when we should resist, but he tells us to do so with great caution. And now I read verses 3 through 6. Do not be hasty to go from his, that is the king's, presence. Do not take your stand for an evil thing, for he does whatever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment, because for every matter there is a time and judgment, though the misery of man increases greatly. So let's walk through that section. In verse 3, he tells us not to display impatience toward human authority. Do not be hasty to go out from the king's presence. You don't turn your back and stomp out. Now, that is both an outward display, but it also reveals an inward attitude, and it goes back to what he said earlier, namely that our basic posture is one of obedience and submission. And I fear that there are many of God's children whose basic posture is one of belligerence and rebellion. And that's what he's dealing with here when he tells us in verse 3, do not be hasty to go out from his presence. Don't carry this, nobody's going to tell me what to do. I don't have to obey your authority. I will let you know how unhappy I am with your authority as you stomp out of his presence now. Clearly, the king that Solomon has in mind is not identical to the form of representative government that we have in America. I know that. Clearly, kings in Solomon's day had not unlimited authority, but a great deal more legitimate authority than is given to constitutionally restrained government officials in the United States of America. So there are some differences, but again, the basic principles don't change. We do have to understand some of the differences, but the basic principles don't change. And so when it comes to resisting authority, number one, do not display impatience. That's wise. We're talking about wisdom. Don't display impatience. If you're wise, you won't do that. There are appropriate ways to appeal to authority, to challenge authority, if you want to use that term, which is appropriate. If by challenge you're talking about doing so in a right way, with a proper attitude, without this impatient stomping out of the room, even when you don't actually do that physically, but having that attitude. Sometimes we talk about somebody and we'll say, maybe when we had somebody wait on us in a restaurant or something, we'll say, boy, that waiter or waitress sure has an attitude, don't they? And we all know what that means. We have other phrases for it, other idioms for it, a chip on the shoulder, a general air of belligerence, a general air of, I don't really want to be here. I don't really want to be serving you. I'm not really happy about being in this position, but that's where I am, so. Kind of throw your food on the table and take your order with an air of pettiness and dissatisfaction. You know what I'm talking about. Now, waitresses or waiters that act that way don't generally last very long, do they? They must not value their job. That's not wise. It's not wise to act that way, because that loses customers for the restaurant. That brings up another idiom. What you're doing is cutting off your nose to spite your face. You're demonstrating your unhappiness, but what you're doing is destroying the revenue base of the restaurant that's paying your salary. If you don't want to work there, then quit. Don't work there. But if you're going to work there, if you must value something about the job, or you wouldn't have applied for it in the first place. And presumably what you value more than anything else is getting paid. And don't you understand the relationship between what you are paid and how the owner and manager of the restaurant is able to pay you? It all has to do with customers coming and spending their money and being satisfied with their food and service. And you, Mr. or Miss Waiter, wait person, are an integral part of that. And if you display this bad attitude, then you are only hurting yourself. You're hurting the restaurant, you're hurting the management, but you're hurting yourself. My wife and I recently ate in a restaurant, one that we eat in on a pretty regular basis, and we had had an experience the week before that was not very, what should I say, was not very enjoyable. A new waitress that we'd never had before, and she had the attitude that I'm talking about. But we went back anyway a week later because we liked the restaurant, liked the food. We've been going there for a long time. And guess what? She was gone. In fact, two or three of the waitresses we had encountered on that previous week that all seemed to be new, they were all gone. It had all been replaced by, in this case, several young men. All the girls were gone. All the ladies were gone. I don't know whether it has anything to do with gender or not. It doesn't have to. But in this particular case, that's what happened. And we had a very polite young man who served us exactly the way that customers want to be served. And I observed some of the other young men at other tables doing exactly the same thing. Attitude is so important. And it not only applies to retail business, but it applies to our relationship with human government. And sometimes we do need to make an appeal. Sometimes we do need to raise an objection. Sometimes it's legitimate to question an authority. But folks, your success in being able to do that in a way that's going to have a positive result depends about 95% on the attitude with which you approach it. If you have this general attitude of belligerence, of disobedience, of impatience, of you don't have any right to be telling me what to do sort of attitude, then you're not going to get very far with your appeal. And human authority does have a measure of authority. It may vary from place to place. Governmental authorities in the United States of America don't have as much unfettered authority as those who serve the king, like Solomon is talking about here. But they do have some authority, God-given authority, government authority, ruling authority, to whatever degree, even to a limited degree. And for you to take this belligerent posture toward them is only cutting off your nose to spite your face. It's not wise. It's not wise. You're only going to hurt yourself, and maybe others that are associated with you or identified with you. You're not going to accomplish anything good. Learn wisdom as it relates to human authority. We'll take it up, Lord willing, tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.